Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. Before founding the Black Ensemble Theater, Jackie Taylor performed with lots of notable Chicago theater companies, appeared in classic movies like Coley. I didn't know this even. Coley High. That was a few years ago?
Two. No, I'm kidding.
And 50 years ago, the Black Ensemble Theater, you founded, and we'll talk about why you did that. Along the way, Jefferson Awards, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the League of Chicago Theaters, the Rosetta Lenoir, I don't know what that is, award. It sounds very fancy for American theater. You're a legend in theater, so thank you for coming in.
Well, I don't know about a legend, but you're welcome. I love you, Steve, so I'll come anytime you ask.
All right, next week. No. I'm just happy to have you here. So when you got this idea of what we now call the Black Ensemble Theater, and it is in what neighborhood is
Uptown.
It in? Thank you very much. So it's in Uptown. And why there? Why that theater? And what was your original vision? That is an important question, not only because it's your 50th anniversary, but because you were doing something, I happen to know, that no one else in America was doing.
Yeah, 1976 was the year. I started the theater based off of my career in films. And Coley High was a film that propelled me into a contract. And I thought that I was going to be doing films like Coley High, which was a positive message, even though it had its challenges in terms of violence, but it was a positive message.
And very different than any other movie.
Of that time.
So for those who don't know, without going into great detail, why was it different?
Well, for many reasons. That was the era of Black exploitation. So you had white producers, white writers producing and writing films for Black people. And if that's not exploitation, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Black people and Black producers, Black directors, Black writers started writing and producing films that were real about our community. And Coley High was one of the first, and that's what made it different.
And you wanted to bring that broad feel to the theater?
Well, you know, theater is my background, and education is my background also. But I went to Loyola University, and Dennis Zajac at the time was my professor. All 4 years.
A well-known Chicago producer and director.
Yes. And he stated, you know, that we were receiving the kind of education where we could start a theater if we wanted to. The films at that time, the parts I did not want to play. They were disgusting, to say the least. Of course, they were anti-African American, anti-women, and anti-human beings.
But there's a couple of things. First of all, the parts were probably more well-paying than doing nothing. Also, you happen to be a woman, an African American woman. Being a business person, which is what you are if you launch a theater, it is a business, unheard of.
Well, no, there were several African-American theaters in Chicago at that time. Abner Joan Brown over at ETA, Creative Arts, mm-hmm. founded that theater, and they're like 56 years old now. Mm. Val Gray Ward founded the Kumba Theater, and Kumba lasted a great long time. So I was definitely not the only one.
But what you did, you were the only one to do. And not only that, you did it in Uptown for a reason, I believe.
Well, first of all, I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. and I taught at Truman College. So I knew Uptown very, very well because I was a teacher in Uptown.
And that's where Truman College is.
Right. And the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater is to eradicate racism. And you can't eradicate racism in a bubble. And you can't eradicate racism if you only talk to one set of people. You have to educate, communicate with all diverse people if you're actually going to eradicate racism. And I wanted a theater that would bring and attract diversified cultures and diversified ethnicities. And we ended up in Uptown because I'm a Northsider. I know people think that black people only live on the South Side, but that's,
what?
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But a lot of folks still do. But I grew up in Cabrini, which was on the North Side, and I was very used to the North Side. That's my home, so it made sense for me in to bring Black Ensemble to start it on the north side of the city.
And you said to eradicate racism?
Yes.
Not to provide, not that you're not doing this, to provide entertaining theater, not to provide something that people can think about after they walk out of the theater. And again, you do all those things. But to eradicate racism. So that was the mission, and that was 50 years ago.
That is the mission.
And you know what's coming. Have you achieved the mission?
Well, first of all.
And if not, how many more years are you staying until you can do that?
First of all, I never intended for the ability to eradicate racism in my lifetime. The Black Ensemble is a seed, and it has to be well planted, well watered, and taken care of, and it's going to take generations to eradicate racism.
You really think so?
Oh, my God, yes. Hmm. Generations after generation.
Why?
After generation.
Oh, you mean, okay, so not the next generation or even the one after? So why is it going to take so long, and how far have we come, if we've come how far at all? I don't know.
That's a very, very difficult question. Why look at our world today? Look at this country today. We're going backwards. You can't deny that. Women's rights, minorities' rights, the violence.
And it's Gay Pride Month.
The war.
So those rights as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going backwards. As human beings, we're very frail as a living entity. Some of us are very, very ignorant and have grown up in a vacuum, in a bubble, where some of us have no empathy or no understanding of what the real world is. And some of folks are very selfish unto themselves. So, as long as that power exists and we understand as people that we do have a choice and we do not have to follow the things that we do not believe in, it's going to take a while because Americans have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to the point where it's very difficult for them to really understand the discrepancies that exist in the world. So we, as a people, as an American country, we have to wake up and we have to do something. And Black Ensemble Theater is doing something.
And we'll talk about what some of those things are. Thank you for the transition. And you've got some exciting plans that are on the way just around the corner. And also we'll talk about some of the productions. And maybe after all these years, I will ask you this. 50 years of productions, your favorite. We'll find out when we come back from Jackie Taylor on WGN. Back.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
On WGN 150, and we have Jackie Taylor from the Black Ensemble Theater celebrating 50 years. So 50 years ago when you first began this theater, could you ever have imagined you would be sitting here? Well, maybe not sitting here, but talking about 50 years of the theater.
Well, you know, we don't usually do that as human beings. We kind of just, especially when you're not expecting for your life to go a certain way, and it does. You know, you don't think about 50 years. I'll be doing no. I just wanted to make sure that the theater existed from day to day.
And look how many careers you have impacted along the way. I mean, at the break, our producer asked if you know Robert Townsend. You said, of course I do. And I know you're the one who hooked me up with Dionne Warwick's people, actually.
Yes.
And now I've done multiple interviews with her because, for whatever reason, she has a good time talking to me. and I love it, you know, because I'm so honored to talk to legends like that. And I could name many, 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 many more. One thing you do is you celebrate a lot of those legends and have been doing that for many years at the Black Ensemble Theater.
Yes, that's one of the keys to bringing a diverse audience into the theater, because that's what we have in common, music. Mm. It crosses all races, all boundaries, all cultures. And when I was looking to try and develop a mixed audience, music came to mind, because I had been to a blues club and I just saw how diverse it was. And I'm like, okay, that's the key. No need to reinvent the wheel. You utilize music, and that will do the trick. And it did.
Yeah, it has. Absolutely right. But 50 years.
Yeah.
Now I'm about to ask you the question I'm sure you hate. What's your favorite show of all those 50 years, your very favorite?
Well, you know, Steve, come on. It's like when you have children.
You have 50 children?
Well, you know, if you have children and somebody asks you, come on, which child do you like the best?
Who does ask you that? I wouldn't ask you that.
And that's what my plays are. They're like my children. But if I had to name a play that launched Black Ensemble Theater and is the most popular of the productions, it would be The Other Cinderella, because that was our first play that we produced, and it's still running. It's still going, and we produce it every 2 years. And now the grandchildren of the folks who came 50 years ago are coming, and it's amazing.
What is it about that show?
Well, it's the Cinderella story told black folk style. Fairy godmama is from Jamaica. The brothers are from the hood. There's a king and queen and a prince, and they all have soul.
Speaking of which, tell me another question you will hate me for. But just between us, is there a show that you think that, now thinking back on it, you wish you never would have produced?
The show that I didn't like at all was it was a classic. It was a classic about the mother who killed her children. It was a Greek classic. And I played the mother. And after the first week, I closed it because I couldn't stand the pain of what that mother went through. I couldn't stand the pain. And I couldn't figure out, no matter what, the reason behind her killing her children. I couldn't relate to that. So I closed it. And that was the worst time and the worst message that I ever did.
That you regret doing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any other shows that you closed?
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine. All right. Free to Be. What is that about?
Well, you know, any organization has to have a stability and a plan of transition. And, of course, we can't plan when we're going to leave the earth. But what we do know for sure is one day we will leave.
Me too.
Yeah, you too, sweetheart.
Oh.
I'm sorry to tell you. But
it's not in my calendar.
It's no expiration date. It just happens.
Oh, no.
And I want Black Ensemble Theater to continue beyond Jackie Taylor. It has to.
Sure.
Because it's vitally important. This seed that's going to grow into a tree and help us to become a much better nation. So Free to Be is my transition plan. And we have bought all of the property that's across the street from the theater. And we're building a revenue stream that will feed into the theater so that whoever takes my place will be able to run the theater and run it in a way where they can survive, because ticket sales and concessions and fundraising, those are very, very fragile revenue streams. Mm-hmm. And we want revenue streams that are vitally important and can last. So we're building a performing arts education center, a film technology center, restaurant, retail, and affordable housing for artists.
Which, has anyone done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
For a theater? I don't think so.
Not a theater, but that's been done.
Give yourself some credit. Yeah, all those things stand on their own have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But adjacent, literally adjacent to a theater to support a theater.
Right.
And to work in conjunction with a theater.
Right.
I don't know that that's ever been done, Jackie, and that's a brilliant idea. And I know the alderman up there, Angela Clay, or at least what she told me, is she's supportive of it.
Oh, yeah, very much so. So is Matt Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the alderman next door.
Right, next
well.
Door.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And does construction begin, like, tomorrow, and where do you get funding for that?
It doesn't begin tomorrow because we just finalized all of the property. But what will begin tomorrow, we're also building a second theater that's part of the Free to Be plan. The first part was the cultural center, which we built in about 15 years ago. And the second part of it is the studio theater, small black box theater, because we want to make sure that we attract a diverse audience in terms of age. And we don't want to get to the point where all of our folks are not coming to the theater because of their aging. So this theater is about building a theater where young folks can come and enjoy looking at their lives. And then that way we can maintain that we'll have a circle of audience members coming to the theater. And that theater is under construction and it's going to open in October.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We only have about 1 minute, so tell me about Men of Soul.
Men of Soul, yes. Written and directed by Daryl Brooks. Oh, my goodness, so many wonderful men, and they're just so outstanding. Oh, my God, it's so many, I can't even remember.
So these are classic performers.
Oh, yeah.
From the 1960s and 70s, primarily?
No, we got some 80s and 90s in there, too.
Okay, good enough, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
and,
definitely.
These are people that, if you're a woman, you'll be excited by this in general?
You know, I think men and women will be excited about it because it's great music and it's great artists and the actors are absolutely wonderful. So I think they'll all be very excited to see this phenomenal production.
Which opens on the 28th, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on Father's Day, very appropriately. Jackie Taylor, you know, it's a pleasure for me to talk with you. Your website again is
BlackEnsembleTheater.org.
Thank you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.